under budget, ahead of schedule.
This is the Steve Cochran Show,
where essentially I'm the president
on Chicago's very own.
I love Chicago. I know Chicago.
720 WGN.
It is 7:13. The Steve Cochran. Oh, is he on the phone now?
Well, I'm going to regret doing this. President Donald Trump now joins us on the phone.
I mean, it's crazy. You're having the president on today and the first lady.
Both in the same show.
Yeah.
And she is angry. More on that later. First, good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
Just a warning, Cochran. She's not the only one. I'm in a lousy mood.
Okay. You sure I can't interest you in a massage, sir?
No, that's okay, Mike.
The lavender essential oil can be very calming.
You know what, Cochran? I hope your questions are less annoying than usual. No Jim Acosta gotcha questions, okay?
Of course not. Of course not. Now, can you tell me what's going on with this Florida recount situation?
This recount is a total joke. Total joke. People are voting once, then they're going out to the car, they're putting on monocles and mustaches and coming in to vote again. It's crazy. Besides, you can't even get a tattoo in Florida without a typo. How can we expect these people to count ballots? Look, let me tell you something about Florida, okay, Cochran? They're about as good at counting votes as they are at not smoking meth, believe me.
That's pretty harsh. Look, let's back up a bit. You got a lot of criticism for not going to the World War I American Veteran Ceremony in France because it was raining. Yesterday you tweeted the Secret Service said you couldn't go. Well, so what happened?
It wasn't me. The Secret Service said no, it wasn't safe. Not because I was scared of the rain. I was totally prepared for a bad hair day. I had my Make America Great Again red French beret ready to go. It's waterproof. It's a great hat. But hey, guys, look on the bright side. The trip wasn't a total loss. That topless protester who jumped in front of my motorcade was a nice surprise, yeah. I will tell you. Actually, two nice surprises, believe me.
Always classy, sir. Is it true you're going to put tariffs on French wine?
We're going to tariff the hell out of their wine. All kinds of wine. The Cabernet, the Chablis, the Bordeaux, all the wine. We're going to force them to buy our stuff, too. Cases and cases of Boone's Farm. That I can tell you.
Well, that's Strawberry Hill strong, sir. Now, I don't know if you caught the Michelle Obama interview. She was talking about her new book, her memoir. She said she stopped even trying to smile while she was at your inauguration. That's in the book. What do you think?
You know what? I really don't care what Mrs. I'm proud of my husband with the fake birth certificate has to say, okay?
Oh,
look, I'm just glad Michelle wrote a book. I'm glad she wrote a book. I mean, someone in the family has to earn some money. And judging from what her husband knows about creating jobs, it's not going to be him. Mm-hmm. By the way, I think I saw Obama at a local Subaru dealership here in D.C. recently. Yeah, he was shopping for a Legacy. See what I did there?
Wow, you are on your game today.
You can use that one.
Thanks, yeah, I'll write it down. There's a rumor that your daughter Ivanka and Melania are not getting along. They're fighting maybe again. They might even hate each other. And that John Kelly may have to have sat down with both of them. What's going on there?
This is blown way out of proportion. I just think there's some healthy jealousy here, okay? The two incredibly hot women, one significantly older, competing for the love of a tremendously strong, humble man. Sounds like the plot for a late-night Cinemax movie, believe me.
Speaking of the First Lady not getting along with people, you also heard reports that she and your chief of staff have been fighting. What's that about?
Well, this makes me very unhappy. I mean, how dare he pick stupid fights with my wife, point out her faults, make her feel small. That's my job.
Yeah, don't get into your business. I understand. Melania's holding her own, though. She's even got her deputy national security advisor press release out and demand that you reassigned her because you didn't get along. She didn't get along with her.
I will tell you, you don't want to mess with the Slovenian sorceress, okay? She's able to talk down to people in five different languages, Cochran. Bigly impressive.
All right, now Friday, that's tomorrow, you're going to be hanging out, giving out the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House. You'll be there, won't you?
Yeah, it's the highest civilian honor in America, Cochran. Not to be confused with the highest civilian in America, which would be Snoop Dogg.
Did you?
I'm handing out awards to, let's see, Elvis, Babe Ruth, and Antonin Scalia, to name a few. Should make for an interesting photo op.
CNN is suing you over taking Jim Acosta's press credentials away. You regret anything here?
Regret anything? I should have taken away that little troll's credentials a year ago. If CNN is going to sue somebody, it should be that albino anchor of theirs, Anderson Cooper.
Oh,
what a waste of airtime. And I will tell you, no woman is ever going to grab his microphone. Believe me.
Wow. You are in rare form. Now listen, finally, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has been arrested on domestic abuse charges. Have you followed this story?
Yes, Avenatti. You know what? I need to send him a thank you card and maybe a Trumpy bear. No, really, I need this. I needed some cheering up this week with the news of his arrest. Really did the trick. He's the bald male version of Gloria Allred. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
They say I'm self-centered, but I bet you any money that when Avenatti got his one phone call in jail, he probably used it to call himself.
All right, now, on that note, thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, loser.
Just very, very strong. Strong mood today from the president.
Later, loser.
Later, loser. Melania Trump is scheduled to call in later, and all I'm hearing is she's really, really mad. Okay, well, that should be fun. She's got one of those old Nokia phones? I got on the phone. Good morning. I understand that you've been in kind of a rough mood, but good morning. Is it Mrs. Trump, Madam First Lady? I don't know what to call you.
Either, or you can use my Secret Service code name.
Well, I don't know what that is. What's that?
Sweet prenup deal. You should see how I rewrote that thing on election night, and I'm just getting started. Uh-huh. You haven't heard anything from me yet.
Well, based on the week as it's gone down, I mean, I want to thank you for calling, but I also want to know, I mean, how are you doing?
What do you mean?
Well, how are you? How are you? Are you feeling? How are you?
Fine. Don't I seem fine? Why would you ask me that? Why ask me if I'm fine? Don't I seem fine? Maybe you're not fine.
Yeah, that's been said. It just seems like there's a lot of stress in your life right now.
Stress?
Yes.
Oh, I'm no more stressed than I've ever been. Do I sound stressed at all to you?
Maybe just a touch. Because, you know, it's kind of unusual for a first lady to demand that someone be fired, isn't it?
Well, I'm not just another first lady, Mr. Cochran. Is that what you think?
No,
that I'm just another first lady? Is that it?
No. But can you say why that person ought to be fired?
Okay, here's what I will say. My husband is famous because he fired people. But will he fire the person that insulted his wife? Yes, darling, of course I will. Of course I will. You know, sound like Charlie Brown when the big people
yes.
talk to the little
yes.
children.
Yes.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yes.
Here's a shock. Donald lied.
Well, all right, look, maybe a better subject. How's your son, Barron?
Oh, wonderful. He's a beautiful boy.
You know, I hope this isn't too personal, but does he spend much time with his father?
Wednesday nights for 15 minutes and every other weekend. And if the weather is bad to play golf, he watches Donald eat a bucket of chicken.
Oh, well, that does sound like fun.
Look, do you think his behavior is new for Donald? He's always been dishonest and mean. I once saw him call a squirrel in Central Park a huge loser.
Oh, that's...
And then he fired him. Who fires a squirrel in
nobody.
A car? What
nobody.
Is that?
Nobody. But I'm just glad you're not stressed. Now, does this all mean you're going to take a bigger, badder role in the White House?
Yes, and I'm starting by firing even more people.
Oh, boy. Well, this is news. Who? I mean, can you give me a list?
Of course I can. Chuck Schumer. I don't like his accent. Sean Hannity, because I think he actually is in love with my husband. It's very strange, don't you think?
Yeah, it's
weird.
It's odd, and I agree.
Mitch McConnell, because he looks like a turtle, and I've never liked turtles. Plus, they stink.
Okay, and?
And they can contaminated. They carry diseases.
I understand, sure, and so does Mitch.
Mike Pence, because I know he's in love with my husband. Have you seen the way he looks at him?
It's not good. It's very
creepy. Very creepy. And anyone who wasn't born here.
So you don't.
And of course, you, Mr. Cochran, if you cross me.
Look, it wouldn't be the first time. Look, I appreciate you joining me, and I know you're tight on time. I hope we can do this again. And good luck, because as you know, I'm a big supporter.
Yeah, whatever.
Hello. Well, I went right about as well as I thought it might. But she is stressed, don't you think? It's not just me.
Yeah, it sounds stressed.
Sounds like a lot of stress. Now I'm stressed.